理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 2 Global Code of Ethics for Tourism Part 1 Reading and Translating Reading A Global Code of Ethics for Tourism The understanding and promotion of the ethical values common to humanity, with an attitude of tolerance and respect for the diversity of religious, philosophical, and moral beliefs,are both the foundation and the consequence of responsible tourism. Stakeholders in tourism development and tourists themselves should observe the social and cultural traditions and practices of all peoples, including those of minorities and indigenous peoples, and to recognize their worth. Tourism activities should be conducted in harmony,with the attributes and traditions of the host regions and countries, and in respect for their laws, practices, and customs. The host communities, on the one hand, and local professionals, on the other, should acquaint themselves with and respect the tourists who visit them and find out about their lifestyles, tastes, and expectations.The education and training imparted to professionals contribute to a hospitable welcome. It is the task of the public authorities to provide protection for tourists and visitors and their belongings. They must pay particular attention to the safety of foreign tourists owing to the particular vulnerability they may have. They should facilitate the introduction of specific means of information, prevention, security,insurance, and assistance consistent with their needs. Any attacks, assaults, kidnappings, or threats against tourists or workers in the tourism industry, as well as the willful destruction of tourism facilities, of elements of cultural or natural heritage, should be severely condemned and punished in accordance with their respective national laws. When traveling,Tourists and visitors should not commit any criminal act or any act considered criminal by the laws of the country visited, and abstain from any conduct felt to be offensive or injurious by the local populations, or likely to damage the local environment. They should refrain from all trafficking in illicit drugs, arms, antiques, protected species and products,and substances that are dangerous or prohibited by national regulations. Tourists and visitors have the responsibility to acquaint themselves, even before their departure, with the characteristics of the countries they are preparing to visit. They must be aware of the health and security risks inherent in any travel outside their usual environment, and behave in such a way as to minimize those risks.New words and expressions. Abstain. Ethical. Illicit. Indigenous. Inherent. Stakeholder. Trafficking. Vulnerability. In harmony with. Natural heritage.
Part 3. Listening and Speaking. Hotel 1. Sample Conversation 1. Bellman. Dialogue 1. Greeting the guests at the door. The Jordans have arrived at the hotel.
Good evening, sir. Welcome to our hotel.
Thank you.
How many pieces of luggage do you have?
Just 5.
5 suitcases.Is that correct?
Yes, that's all right.
I'll show you to the front desk. This way, please. I will put your suitcases by the sofa over there.
I see. Thanks.
I will show you to your room when you finish checking in.
Okay.
Have a good time.
Dialogue 2. On the way to the room.
Good evening, sir.I will show you to your room. You have 2 suitcases and 1 briefcase. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Is there anything breakable in your briefcase?
Yes, there is.
Could you carry the briefcase yourself, sir? I am afraid the contents might break.
That's okay.
Thank you, sir. May I have your room number, please?
Room 8706.
Thank you, sir. Let's take this elevator. After you, sir.
Thank you.
Watch your step, sir, and go this way, please. This is your room, sir. May I put your suitcases here?
Well, just put them on the luggage stand.
Here is your room card. Take the room card with you when you go out.
Thank you.
Shall I open the curtains for you, sir?
Yes, please. Oh, the room is nice.
Thank you, sir. And here is the remote control for the TV. You can adjust the room temperature by this air-conditioned control. And this is the hotel telephone directory.
I see.
All stationery is in this desk drawer, sir.
Okay.
And if you require anything or need any help, you can call housekeeping or the assistant manager.
You are very kind. Thank you very much.
Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, thank you.
You are welcome. Have a nice stay, sir.
Sample Conversation 2. Checking in. Dialogue 1. Good evening. May I help you, sir?
We've booked one double room with an extra bed and one twin room 3 weeks ago. My name is Tom Jordan.
How do you spell your last name, please?
J-O-R-D-A-N. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Jordan. Just a moment, please. I will check the arrival list. Yes, we have your reservation. A double room with an extra bed for Mr. Jordan, Mrs. Jordan, and your two-year-old son, David, and the twin room for Betty and Mary. Is that correct?
That is right.
Would you please fill in this registration form? May I confirm your departure date?
It is on the 9th.
How would you like to make payment?
By American Express card.
May I take a print of your card now, please?
Here you are.
Thank you. Your room numbers are 8706 and 8708. Here are the room cards. The bellman will show you to your rooms. Hope you enjoy your stay. Dialogue 2. Registering a tour group.
Good evening. Who is the tour guide, please?
That's me.
How do you do? My name is Wang Nan, tour group coordinator. Welcome to our hotel. I'd like to reconfirm your reservation.
How do you do? My name is Liu Hai, the tour guide. This is the leader of the tour group, Mr. Smith.
How do you do, Mr. Smith? Nice to meet you.
How do you do, Mr. Wang? Nice to meet you, too.
Is there any change in the number of your group members?
No.
Very good, sir. You have made a reservation for 12 double rooms and 4 single rooms. Here is the room list. Do you have a group visa?
Yes, here you are.
All right. I'll make a copy of your group visa. Please wait a minute. Here are the room cards and breakfast vouchers. Mr. Liu, are you going to divide them yourself?
No. I will give them to Mr. Smith. He will divide them.
May I confirm your checkout time? According to the schedule, you will check out at 8 a.m. on the 18th. Is it right?
Yes. We would like to change our checkout time to 8:30 a.m.
No problem, sir. What time will you have a morning call?
The morning call will be 7 a.m.
I see. 7 a.m. on the 18th. Could you please place your luggage in front of your room doors by 8 a.m.? The bellman will pick them up. Anything else?
No, thank you.
If there is any change, please inform the front desk.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your stay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Attention, please. Mr. Smith has delivered the envelopes to you. Please check whether the envelope bears your name. Your breakfast is buffet tomorrow. It will be served from 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Western Restaurant Hall on the second floor. You can hand your breakfast voucher to the waiter or waitress when you arrive there. The morning call is at 7 tomorrow morning. The room card is used as the room key. The door of your room locks automatically. Please take the room card with you when you leave your room. You may keep the room card with you until you check out. Please read the emergency instructions on the back of your room door. The nearest emergency exit is shown clearly. The bellman will deliver your luggage to your room soon. If you need my help, please call me. Mr. Smith has my telephone number. I hope you have a good night and a nice sleep. Thank you.
Sample Conversation 3, Changing Rooms. Dialogue 1. Mr. Jordan wants to change a room. He goes to the assistant manager. Good evening, sir. What can I do for you?
Good evening. I am in room 8620. Can you change the room for me? It's too noisy. My wife is very easy to be woken up by noise. She said it's too much for her.
I'm terribly sorry, sir. Room 8620 is at the central part of the corridor. It's possible that the noise is made from the elevator or the passing people.
Anyhow, I'd like to change our room.
No problem, sir. We will manage it. Oh, you are lucky. We have some spare rooms. How about room 8604? It's at the end of the corridor. It is quiet.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Would you please tell this to your tour guide, and he will come to the front desk to do it for you.
All right. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Hope you have a sound sleep. Dialogue 2. Mr. Jordan and Mrs. Jordan have booked a double room, but the room they are staying in now has two beds. They want to change to a room with one king-size bed. Good evening, sir. What can I do for you?
I'm in room 8708. My room has two beds. I would like to have a room with a king-size bed.
Awfully sorry. We haven't any empty double rooms with a king-size bed now. I will inform you when it is available. Is it okay?
That is fine. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. May I have your name and room number, please?
Certainly. My name is Tom Jordan, and my room number is 8708.
Thank you very much. Dialogue 3. Mr. Green wants to extend his stay by one day, so he contacts front desk. Good evening, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. I've been staying in this hotel for 1 week. I am due to check out tomorrow, but I'd like to extend my stay by 1 day.
May I have your name and room number, please?
Yes, it's Green, room 8639.
Wait a moment, please. I'll check the room availability for tomorrow. Thank you for your waiting. We have a room available. You can keep your room for one extra day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sample Conversation 4, Switchboard Operator. Dialogue 1. Taking an incoming call. Good morning. This is Beijing International Hotel.
May I speak to Mr. Adam Smith, please?
Do you know his room number?
Oh, sorry. Can you help me to find out his room number? He arrived here yesterday afternoon from America.
Please hold on. I'll put you through. Sorry, there is no answer. Would you like to leave a message or to call back?
I will leave a message.
Hold on, please. I'll put you through to the reception. Dialogue 2. Mr. and Mrs. Jordan want to make another morning call, for they have to take care of their three children. This is the operator. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to ask you for a favor, miss. Would you please arrange a morning call for us?
Sure, sir. But your room has already been arranged a morning call at 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Yes, it is. You see, we have three children with us. The youngest son is only 2 years old. We have to get up earlier than the other group members.
That's all right. What time do you want us to call you up, sir?
At 6 o'clock sharp tomorrow morning, please.
How about your children's room?
Betty and Mary, room 8708, will have the same morning call as the others.
So you, room 8706, will have the morning call at 6 sharp tomorrow morning by phone. What else can I do for you?
No, thanks. Good night.
Good night, sir. Have a nice sleep.